Blog Talk Radio.
To you, Jesus. Hallelujah. With our thanksgiving in our heart and praise on our lips, just thanking you for another day's journey. Thank you, dear Father, for watching over us as we sleep. Thank you, dear Father, for being the protection as we travel up and down the dangerous highways, byways, streets, and roads, watching over our minds, watching over our families and friends near and far. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for an opportunity to be alive and see another day that we have never seen before and will never see again. Oh, I come to you, dear Father, just praying and asking your forgiveness in our hearts for all of the sins that we have committed today. Dear Father, may we learn and continue to want to forgive those that sin against us, Jesus. Hallelujah, dear Father. We ask you to look inside of us, dear Father, and anything that you see that's separating us from you that shouldn't be, to take it out, dear Father. Replace it with your anointing. Replace it with your precious love. Dear Father, and all the ones who are searching right now and looking for you, trying to fill the void, dear Father, that only you can fill, oh, I invite you right now, dear Father, to come and just penetrate our hearts. May it be something that, if said tonight, dear Father, will have the lost running to find your refuge, dear Father, to have the sick running to find your healing, dear Father, to have the well running to find perfect health in you, all to have the disturbed wanting to find peace of mind, the peace that only you can give, Jesus, peace beyond any understanding, dear Father. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, that as we're in this battle, that this war is not ours. Oh, you said the battle is yours, dear Father. All we have to do is be willing vessels. Thank you for preparing us to armor ourselves, dear Father. Oh, I thank you for your precious word. I thank you for all that you've said and all that you're going to say. Thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. Oh, I thank you for blessing and healing and setting the captives free. Oh, we give you praise and we glorify your name. We magnify your name. We thank you, Jesus, that you did not say no. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love. Thank you for making a way. Thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. We pray, dear Father, for all of the ones that are confused about which job to take right now, confused, dear Father, about should I stay in a marriage, should I leave the marriage, should I get married, confused, dear Father, about what they should say and what they should not do, which church they should go to and which not. And, dear Father, you said we can bring all of these requests to you. Oh, hallelujah, what needless things we bear, because we try to lift up and carry around these weights, dear Father, that our bodies were not built by you to carry, dear Father. Oh, we release them right over to you. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I release over all the things that are weighing down the minds of your people today, dear Father. Hallelujah, what a release it is to give it to you. We bring it to the altar, dear Father. We ask blessings over the InPower Network Ministries. Blessings over my ministry with Tri Anointed. Dear Father, just continue to bless our cities and our states and our countries. Bless our President Obama and his mindset and the things that he is passing or wanting to pass. Let it pass through you first in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for your power. We thank you, dear Father, for watching over David, watching over his mom, watching over John and his mom, and everyone that is looking after parents. We just ask a special blessing over them that is watching over their elderly parents, and give them strength, dear Father, where they're just weakened right now, and then build them back up where they're torn down, dear Father. And let them seek their strength in you and not in a bottle. Let them seek their strength in you and not in with some other friend. Let them seek you first. Hallelujah. Let your word be a lamp to their foot. Let it be the light that leads them on their pathway towards your righteousness. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your power. Thank you for every ministry represented here on Blog Talk. Oh, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, just for being you. That regardless of what the world do, what the people in the world say, you are still the same. The same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And I praise you for that. I give you thanksgiving for that. I thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you for your love. Thank you for loving on me. Oh, precious Holy Spirit, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for our guide. Hallelujah. And we give you all the praise. And now may I decrease, hallelujah, that you may increase. Use my vessel, dear Father, to speak to your creation. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. We worship you, and we understand that you didn't have to do it, but you did. You just so good to us, so good to us. And we just want to say thank you, Jesus. Just want to take our time to worship you, Jesus. To praise you, Jesus. Get excited in the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Killing the setting free. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah now. Try anointed ministry. Come on, y'all. But he did. It wasn't nothing we did, but he still wants us in his will, his purpose. Hallelujah. We just say thank you. Oh, I get fired up about that.
Lord, you was right on time. I had my health and strength and soul. Y'all let me say it again. You didn't have to wait soon this morning, but Jesus, I ain't gotta ask you. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but Jesus, I wonder if anybody else here tell it. You didn't have to wake me up. Lord, you were right on time. Had my health and strength and soul. Just wanna tell you, you didn't have to wait this morning. Lord, you didn't have to wait this morning. I know you didn't have to wait this morning. You didn't have to do it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He didn't have to wake us this morning. Thank you, Jesus. If you want to say thank you, go ahead and say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, he's thank you. He's worthy of all of your thanksgiving, your praise. Hallelujah. In the book of James, in the New Testament, the book of James, we're going to be reading our scripture starting at chapter 4. Chapter 4 and verse 7. Again, the book of James 4 and 7 reads, submit yourself then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Hallelujah. Verse 11 says, brothers, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against his brother or judges him speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you're not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There's only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? Hallelujah. Let's skip over a little bit, and we're staying in the book of James. We're going to verse 5. And we're going to start just at verse 16 of 5. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. And we're staying in 5, James 5. We're looking at verse 20. It says, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death and cover over a multitude of sin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the reading, the hearing, and the ones who are going to do as your word says. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name. Holy Father, thank you, Jesus. You know God is still in charge? Do you know that God is still in charge? That's some good news. God is still in charge. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're tonight on our 30-day Bible study, New Believers Bible Study for day 30, and we are now tonight just wanting to say, getting to know a new friend, getting to know a new friend. Hallelujah. We see you in the chat room. God bless you there. GTEP, we see you for KJ Dumpson. God bless you. Welcome. God bless you. Relax. Let's pull up the word. Everyone, we come to the studies with our sword, pen, and paper. Hallelujah. Because we want to hear from God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We want to learn from God. We want to grow in God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. So have you ever wondered how to get to know God? You may say, Evangelist, I know I'm at a point in my life that I realize that it is something more than what I'm holding on to now that I need. So I'm willing to try God. How do I get to know God? How do I get on a deeper level with God? How do I move forward in where I'm already at with God? You said, sometimes I'm not for sure what's going on. I'm here tonight to remind you that God is still in charge. God is still in charge. Let's take a look here, and we're going to start with, let's start with 1 Samuel. This is going to be in the Old Testament. We're going to look at 1 Samuel chapter 3 is where we're going to start. 1 Samuel 3. And we're going to read just a little bit here, verse 2 through 10. Verse 2 through 10. Hallelujah. Remember the word. At Tri-Anointed Ministries, we make sure that we follow the word. We have scriptures, so we always ask you to be prepared to write down the scriptures because you need to store those scriptures in a hidden place of your heart. So when the time comes, not if, but when the time comes, you can pull, you can draw back off of those scriptures to pull you through your rough times. That's why God gave us his word. It's instructions to lead us and guide us, to protect us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your precious word. Again, 1 Samuel is where we at. 1 Samuel chapter 3. Starting at verse 2, and we're going to read through 10, unless the Lord says otherwise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Then we're looking at again how to get to know God. In 1 Samuel, we're looking at Hannah. Hannah was at the time really wanting to be a mother. She really wanted a child. Hallelujah. She really wanted a child. So we're going just a little bit over that. And we're starting in verse 3. That really starts in 2. But we're actually talking about Samuel, who is her child, okay? Hallelujah. Verse 2. One night, Eli, whose eyes was becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And Samuel, he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me?" But Eli said, "I did not call you. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, but the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel a third time, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli, the priest, realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, he said, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other end, calling as he had in the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Hallelujah, hallelujah. "Is it your time? Are you hearing the Lord speak your name?" You know, sometimes we hear the Lord and he's calling us, and he's calling us, and we get confused, and we think that it's so many other areas, so many other people, so many other things that is calling us. We think that it's the bar that's calling us. We think that it's some other person that's calling us. We get confused, and we go in different directions, and we take on new jobs because we think that it was calling us, and we need to stop sometimes and just say, "Lord," hallelujah, and just say, "Lord, speak, for I, your servant, am listening." Right now, sisters and brothers, God is calling your name. Hallelujah. God is calling your name. That's why you get to the bottom of that bottle and you still can't find the release that you was looking for, because that's not who's calling you. That's why when you thought that person that you said, "This is, if I could just get with this person, this would be all that I need," and now that is not, that's not who was calling you. When you took that job and you said, "Now I got the figures that I have always been wanting, or I won the lottery and now I should be happy and I should have this, or I've traveled to this place and I thought that would do it," but it's still not enough. Because that's not who's calling you. I invite you right now to stand forth as Samuel did. Hallelujah. And say, "Speak, my Lord, for I, your servant, am now listening." God has something he is trying to tell you. Come on, getting to know a new friend. The only friend, the best friend you will ever need. Hallelujah. The best friend you will ever need. Let's go down a little bit farther and look and go to 19. Starting at 11, and it says, "And the Lord said to Samuel, 'See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears of it tingle. At that time, I will carry out against Eli everything I spoke against his family from beginning to the end. For I told him that I would judge his family forever because of the sins he knew about. His sons made themselves contemptible, and he failed to restrain them. Oh, look at some of the parents today. Therefore, I swore to the house of Eli, the guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned for by sacrifice or offering. Samuel lay down until morning and then opened the doors of the house of the Lord. He was afraid to tell Eli the vision, but Eli called him and said, "Samuel, my son." Samuel answered, "Here I am." "What was it he said to you?" Eli asked. "Do not hide it from me. May God deal with you, be it ever so severely, if you hide from me anything he told you." So Samuel told him everything, hiding nothing from him. Then Eli said, "He is the Lord. Let him do what is good in his eyes." How many times do we just surrender and just say, "You are the Lord"? Hallelujah. Do whatever is good in your eyes. You are my leader. You are my head. Hallelujah. The singles, you are my companionship. Do whatever is good in your eyes. Hallelujah. He said, "Hold nothing back from me," what he said. The Lord was with Samuel, and he grew up, and he let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word. Hallelujah. Through his word. Through his word, he continued to reveal himself to Samuel, and Samuel's word came to all Israel. Through God's word, he is trying to reveal himself to you. Through God's word, he is trying to reveal himself to your situation that is so unique. Someone right now feels like they're the only person that's going through that. I'm here to tell you that you're not. You say, "Well, that really doesn't help me too much, evangelist, because it feels like I am. I feel like I'm alone right here." But God is trying to speak to you through his word to your situation, right in the midst of where you're at right now. He's right there waiting, patiently in line, for you to come and hear his word, for you to stop running, trying to see who's calling you, but to stop right where you're at, right now, right there. Hallelujah. And say, "God, here I am, your servant. Speak to me. I am ready to listen. Speak to me." Let's take a look at Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3, we're still in the Old Testament, ladies and gentlemen. Proverbs 3, starting at verse 1. We'll just read down to, let's see, 4. The benefits of wisdom. "My son, do not forget my teaching, and keep my command in your heart." Keep it where? In your heart. "For they will prolong your life many years." What will? God's word. What? Getting to know a friend that has a word that will prolong your life many years. Getting to know a friend that will bring you prosperity. Getting to know a friend that you can keep his commands in your heart. Hallelujah, what a friend. What a friend, what a friend we have in Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 3 says, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man." Hallelujah. Because our Father, getting to know a friend that knows us so well, that he knows during the trials and the tribulations, just the daily trials and tribulations, that it's going to be things that you're going, that are going to happen to you, that you're going to need to have love and faithfulness bound around your neck just to get through the day, just to survive and get through the day. Hallelujah. God bless you, virtuous one. Hallelujah. Just to get through the day. a friend that gives you the advice that he wants you to write down the love, write his word and keep it on a tablet in your heart. So when the enemy comes and attacks, not if, but when, you have the word all in that secret place that you can draw from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You remember now, the mouth only speaks what's in your heart. So it's up to you of what's in your heart. That's what we're trying to get to. We're getting to know a friend who wants to purify your heart. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Many times, to get along with God may even seem tough. You don't want to hear from nobody. To get along with God, the word, just I don't feel like that's the word for me. I don't feel like that's what I should be listening to. At times, even impossible. You get all stressed out, deadlines, relationships, responsibilities, start to compete for your time. What did we speak about last night? Just getting to a point that you set a goal, make a plan of how you're going to spend one-on-one time with God. And then after you set the goal and you make a plan of, this is the time, I'm free during this time, I don't have the babies calling me, my spouse is not needing me for any time, this is going to be my one-on-one time that I can cover myself and just be with God. I can hear from God. And then you have to take another step and do it. How many times do I hear, oh, evangelist, I had it set, but I forgot. I just didn't get around to it. You got to do it. You've got to be able to do it. Make time. Don't, regardless of what it is that's pulling on you, competing for your time with God. You got to start at the head in order to fulfill all of these other responsibilities. Amen? How can you set aside time to pause, open the Bible, study, and then listen to God and fail? You can. You can't fail. It's a win-win situation. Those are the meetings that God longs for. He longs to speak into your life. He wants to meet with you for your sake, so that you can get to know him. You get to know his word better. You get to write it on the tablets of your heart. Remember, we were speaking about the sheep, and I can't walk in there and just tell another shepherd's sheep what to do. They're listening out for the voice of their shepherd. Hallelujah. We, as God's sheep, need to learn the voice of our shepherd. Oh, it's so important. When you're heading into destruction, it can save your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How do we get to know his word? We got to stay in communion with him. We got to stay in constant contact with him. We've got to have it to a point that we are eagerly running to him. We got to want and yearn for his love. We got to pant for his love. Just wanting to be in his presence, to hear from the Lord. When the prophet Samuel was young, he had never heard God's voice before. That's why he kept running back to Eli saying, here I am, did you call me? He had never heard God's voice before. As your baby, as a newborn, it gets up, and if it's not familiar with his voice, different sounds, it may turn to different ones, but once it knows your voice, once you know your baby's cry, it's a connection, it's a bond. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, actually hearing God speak was a rare occurrence in those days. The boy had not yet met God in a personal way, in that personal way, not what your mom or your dad is telling you about, but like in 1 Samuel 3 and 7, in a personal way. But God was eager for Samuel to meet him. So he called his name. Once Samuel's ears was open, he started to listen for God's voice. From that moment on, he formed a special relationship with God. And he said that he spoke in many different places. His word through God had penetrated him, which penetrated all that was around him. Because now his ears was truly open. He began to listen for God's word. He formed a special friendship with God. And once you hear God, don't hesitate to invite him in. Just as you would spend time getting to know a new friend, spend that time with the Lord. Hallelujah. Spend that time, that precious time with the Lord. When you meet somebody and you're very excited that you have met a new friend, whether it's your business partner or personal partner, you yearn to spend more time with them. You call them up just to see, what are they doing for lunch today? You call them just to see, how was your day? Hallelujah. You call them up just to see, is there anything that you need to, a sounding board, me to be a sounding board? Is there anything, advice I have, I can give to you? When you're getting to know the friend, Jesus Christ, how do you get to know God? Just by making yourself available to God, by coming into his presence, hallelujah, inviting him in, and just ask him to sit and chat. Ask him more about himself. Learn about his ways, his past, his plans. Tell him all about your situation. Tell him about your goals. Tell him about your struggles. And once you've shared those heart-to-heart conversations, never grow apart. Hallelujah, never grow apart. Let him be more than just a mere acquaintance. Romans 12 and 2 tells us, it says, do not change yourselves to be like the people of this world, but be changed within. Oh, hallelujah, be changed within by a new way of thinking. That's how you get changed within. You change your thinking by a new way of thinking. Hallelujah. Then you will be able to decide what God wants for you. You will know what is good and pleasing to him. You will know what is perfect. You will know his will in your life. Hallelujah. So now, let's take a pause and think for a moment. For our personal applications, as we do our when daily one-on-one assessment, as we assess ourselves from the lesson tonight, just take time and ask yourself, what time can you set aside to spend along with God this week? This week, what time can you set apart? Set aside to spend with God, just you and God. And then how can you pause to listen for God's voice today? See, it's important not to just speak and tell your struggles, your goals, and your plans, but to listen. You want to hear from God. Hallelujah. You want to be able to hear from God. And then your detailed in-depth study, go deeper into the book of Colossians. If you just start at 3, chapter 3, and go 1 through 7, that gets you started, 1 through 17, I do apologize, that gets you started on a way, gets you started in his life, gets you fired up and ready to go. Somebody said, I'm serious right now. I really need the Lord. I need to know that God is still in charge. I look all around me in this country we call home. It only exists because of God's permission, only because of God's power. He made from one man every nation, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation. That's what it tells us in the book of Acts 17 and 26. See, in the final analysis, summit conference don't shape the geographic of this country. God does. Leaders don't determine the future of this country. God determines the heart of the leaders. That's why we should always stay in prayer for our leaders, because God determines the heart of our leaders. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 21, it tells us that the king's heart is like a stream of water directed by the Lord. He guides it wherever he pleases. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The stubborn will of the most powerful politicians can be directed by God as easily as a farmer reroutes a shallow cannon on his farm. It can be redirected by God. Hallelujah. Remember the account of Cyrus, the king of Persia? When God wanted the Jews to return to Jerusalem, he simply prompted him to make an official announcement in Israel. God not only sets the Israelites free from 400 years of slavery in Egypt, but what did he do? He caused their captors to equip them with supplies. In Exodus 3:21, it tells them that they will load you down with gifts. Hallelujah. He said, so you will not leave empty-handed. Whew. That would be like post-Civil War plantation owners signing their cotton fields over to the slaves. Hallelujah. If we enjoy a great economy, personal freedom, and a high tide of justice, we don't limit our thanks to just politicians. No. We thank God. Remember, he made nations great. And he can destroy them. He enlarges nations. And he can disperse them. According to Job 12. So let's tally this up. God sets nations, national boundaries. He determines leaders. He dispenses blessings. And we are privileged recipients of each and every one of his blessings. Can we afford to forget this? Can we afford not to have a relationship with him? Can we afford not to grow in God? Can we afford not to have God as our friend? Only as a terrible risk. Only as a terrible risk. We need to get to know God. We need to stay into communion with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In our closing, I leave you with, in the midst of your daily storms, right in the midst, make it a point to be still. Whew, I know you said, but that's easier said than done. I'm in the middle of this. Hallelujah. But make a point to be still and set your sights on him. Right there, sister, right there, brother, in the midst of that turmoil. Let God be God. Take God out of the box. Let God be God. Let him bathe you in his glory. Hallelujah. So that both your breath and your troubles will just be sucked from your soul. Be still. Be quiet. Stop telling everybody about your problems. Stop running on your job. Stop blowing up everyone's phone. Telling them about your problems. Be still. Be quiet. And then be open to the Lord. And be willing to let him use you. Be willing to let him come in the midst of your situation and use you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you, dear Father, for another opportunity to just make ourselves available to hear from you. We thank you, dear Father, that not only the word that was given, let it not tickle our ears, but may it penetrate our hearts. May it penetrate our situations. May we make ourselves available to you. May your voice no longer be a strange sound to us, dear Father. Oh, but may the voice of you be the direction of our pathway in each and every moment of our life. We thank you, dear Father, for being there for us. We thank you for answering prayers. We thank you for receiving our prayers. We thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do and what you're doing right now. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for being a friend to the friendless. Thank you for being a mother to the motherless. Somebody needs your comfort right now, Jesus. Oh, you're El Shaddai. You're more than enough. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, our God, the one who can do all but fail, we give you thanksgiving and praise, and we love you, Father. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I feel good. What about you? Hallelujah. Take the word. Hide it inside of your heart. Hallelujah. God bless you. It's going to be the one that's going to comfort you. I feel your ease right now. Hallelujah. Someone needed to hear, and you're needing to hear. And what you learn, take it to somebody else. Hallelujah. We never want to leave a broadcast without reminding you, do you know Jesus? We say getting to know a good friend, and do you know him personally? If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I'd just like to take this opportunity to introduce you to the greatest friend you'll ever have. As you say these words, if you believe them in your heart, oh, you will be born again. You will be set free. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now, Jesus. We need you. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. Hallelujah. Loving me enough to die for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross. And I receive you as my Savior. I receive you as my Lord. And in your name I pray. Amen. If you just prayed this prayer, congratulations. You are a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. Hallelujah. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Friends, you have a whole new life with Jesus to look forward to starting right now. Your slate is clean before God. Your spirit has been reborn because of Christ's great sacrifice and love for you. Please let me know of your decision to follow Christ. I'll be more than to help you in your walk in any way that I can. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can leave a message for me right here at the Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. You can reach me by phone at 210-264-5287. Hallelujah. Christ is thinking about you, and he only wants the best for your life. God is waiting to speak to you. God wants you to become his friend. Hallelujah. Well, we come to the close of another evening. We're preparing ourselves for day 21, justification, your ticket into heaven. Justification, your ticket into heaven. Have you ever wondered what you have to do to be admitted into heaven? Have you ever wondered how you can have a right relationship with God? Hallelujah. That's what we're going to talk about in day 21, justification, your ticket into heaven. Until then, we say God bless you, God keep you, and God loves you. Tri-Anointed Ministries, Evangelist Von Dumas, signing off saying God loves you, he will always be there for you, and congratulations on your new friendship with the Lord. Congratulations. We need a song about Jesus. We hear about so much, so many songs. But how are we to know if we don't hear a song about Jesus? Stay in Christ. He will stay with you. God bless you. Good night. Come on. Give me a Hallelujah, hallelujah. Song about Jesus. We did not want the broadcast to end without saying a quick prayer for the ones of 911. God bless, God bless. It has been 8 years already, but can you remember where you was at? Different things are happening, and it's just not just one thing that we're able to stop and say, do you remember when this happened or where you was at? They're leaving a path in your mind that you'll never be able to forget. But more and more things are happening, sisters and brothers, and that's why we need to get this relationship with God, because things are piling up now. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for just bringing the hearts of those closer to you that have learned, was touched in so many ways by the event of 9/11. We ask you to still stop by and just put special arms around, special joy, special remembrance, special grace and mercy around each and every family and friend that was touched in any way by this situation. Oh, dear Father, we love you and we praise you, dear Father. Whatever it is that we need to still take from this, dear Father, let it be a long-lasting life journey that we continue to grow from this, building on this, building a closer relationship to hear from you, dear Father, that may prevent anything that our choices we're making that may lead us into destruction. We thank you, Jesus, for healing the sick and bringing those through, dear Father, that are able to stand up as a testimony. And all the mess that they went through is now a message that may reach the world. And some lost soul may be saved by the word that they have from their life journey by your protection, by you bringing them through and setting them free. We ask you to just comfort the heart of those that are mourning, Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one who can do all things but fail, we give it over to you. Hallelujah, Jesus. A song about Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen, sisters and brothers. Amen.
The nation will pray. Praise the Lord. Not a second or another minute, Jesus. Not an hour of another day. But at this moment with my arms outstretched, Lord, I need you to make a way as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, here I am, I stretch my hands to thee. Oh, come and rescue me, I need you right away. I don't know who else has been this desperate, but I said, God, I need you now. Another minute, Jesus. Not an hour of another day, but here I am right now at manpower. I'm not ashamed to say I need you. Oh God, I need you right away. Somebody said here, the agony of being alone, fear of doing things on your own, tests and trials in your life that God said will make you strong. sometimes that don't get it. I gotta reach back for my grandmama's remedy. She said, I need the what you're in need of. Yeah, 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 yeah. Lord bless.
Lord,
you've been
bless.
Waiting on your healing. I
yes.
tried, and man, I know he will. Hey, oh, bless. Oh, bless me right now, right now, right now, right,
right
now.
Now.
Oh,
right
come
now.
I know you're my Savior. My Savior. He's my Savior. Oh, for the rest of my life, God, I come. Thank you, God, for being a God that I can run to when I'm in trouble, God. Oh, I come. Sometimes I'm weary, wounded, beaten, battered, broken, and scorned, but here I am, God, I come. Sometimes crying, God. Crawling, but oh, I come just as I am without one plea. I come to, and when he blesses me, I'll sing hallelujah,
hallelujah.
God, you get the glory.
God, you get the glory.
Don't wait till the battle is over.
Yes, yes.
Start right now.
Start right now. Hallelujah.
I sing hallelujah. Oh, God is just a man.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'll sing hallelujah. Oh, I'll be ever careful to give you the glory.
Yes,
oh,
yes, yes.
Thank you in advance, God. You've already revived us again. He knows where you're hurting right now.
Hallelujah.
Revive us again. Praise your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm just not through praising him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Surely, surely, surely he died. He died on Calvary for us. Aren't you glad that he rose again just for you and me too? Whew. Hallelujah. God bless you. Evangelist Von Dumas saying, surely he died on Calvary for you. And surely he rose and he's alive right now with you in your situation. God loves you and I love you too. Amen.